good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, my name is Kern, and welcome to episode 67 of Blessing of Frost. With me, as always, is Magic.
You sound very excited about episode 67. Does that mean something to you?
No, it doesn't. It just means that we're two episodes away from Tia being unable to stop giggling.
Oh, that's cute. How amusing. You're going to have to announce that episode as well when we get to it.
I know. That'll be good. It'll be amusing. And I'm sure that I'll, maybe I'll get Tia to record with us, like, a little hee-hee-hee, and just use it every time we say episode 69, and then just have her go hee-hee-hee. I think that would be cool.
Creepy. Kind of weird, not going to lie to you. Especially if she says anything like you said it. I don't know. Hee hee hee.
No, she does it better than I do.
Oh, okay.
I clearly cannot hope to, match
emulate?
Tia. Emulate. Excellent word. I cannot hope to emulate Tia in any way, shape, or form.
I believe that. I don't even know if that's a good or a bad. I
think it's a double-edged sword.
Ah. So right. I insulted you. So we like that.
I guess we'll go
with it.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Awesome.
This is the Lord Master.
So, I guess we've moved on then into our next segment. I guess that requires me to ask you what you did this week.
Yeah, it kind of does.
All right, well, what? I don't care. That's it. That's the final word. Fine. What did you do? Not that I care.
but the listeners care. So you're asking for them.
I hope not.
To endear yourself
yes,
to them.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, good. I didn't do a lot this week. The reason being is that my parents were out of town for a bit, and my grandmother is in the hospital, and I ended up tweaking my back last Saturday, and everything that basically could go wrong did, in the span of the last, since we've last recorded, basically. So that was wonderful. That said, I have played a fair amount of Civilization. I've done very little in WoW, and the Steam summer sales are on.
Don't even discuss those money-draining things with me. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I have to
talk
about it.
We're going to talk about it, aren't we?
Yes. I didn't actually buy anything for myself. I have yet to buy anything for myself. But as you know, I saw that the entire Thief collection was for sale on Steam. And then, for some reason, you purchased me the entire Thief collection. So thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I love the Thief series of games. That was my favorite series. I played Thief the Dark Project, and which turned into Thief Gold, which was like basically Thief the Dark Project with all these bug fixes in it. And then there was Thief 2 the Metal Age, and then Thief 3, which I never actually played because my computer at the time sucked, was Thief Deadly Shadows. And so now I'm actually getting to play Thief 3, and it's interesting. I mean, we are so spoiled by WoW. Let me just say the graphics are not phenomenal.
But, is that an understatement?
Yes. I mean, they are so not phenomenal, and the AI is kind of buggy in terms of, like, you know, if you leave a corpse just there, like, on the ground, you know, that'll screw up someone's patrol and stuff like that. But it's still really creepy and a really nice sneaker game. They call the Thief series it's a first-person sneaker, not a first-person shooter. And it's actually really awesome.
So it's more like a first-person shoe.
No.
First-person sneaker. Sneakers. The shoe. Get it? It's not a shooter. It's a shoe.
Why do I put up with this every week?
You said it. I heard shooter, and I was like, oh, she's going to stop at shoe, and then you didn't.
I did not.
You missed a great opportunity for a terrible joke.
Apparently I did, but I'm so glad that you're there to pick up my slack.
I do what I can. But
yes.
I can only do so much. There's a lot of slack. Just saying.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
So it's been fun to get back into Garrett's head. Garrett is the main protagonist, and some of the controls are slightly different because it was a different studio that put it out. It was Eidos instead of Looking Glass Studios. So Eidos had made some changes, and apparently there is a Thief 4 on the way, but God only knows when that'll happen. But
when did they announce that?
Like 4 years ago.
Oh, it's on its way.
Hopefully. I mean, with any luck, it'll come out in like a year or so, and that would be excellent, but kind of doubtful. I still really like the original Thief. The original Thief is like hands down one of the best games I've ever played, and then Thief 2.
Was that in the pack?
Builds on, yeah, Thief The Dark Project and Thief Metal Age were in the package as well.
Gotcha.
And they're excellent games. I actually have trouble playing Thief 2. Because it's so creepy. There are points in the game. Like, this is a game that I used to play in my room at my parents' house, right? On my computer back there. And, like, I would have to have all the lights on at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. Because it was that creepy.
Ah.
And Thief 3 thus far is not quite as creepy, but I'm sure it will be. Because they all start off pretty easy. I'm only on like the second mission right now. I'm totally lost. I've forgotten. Like we are, like I said, we're spoiled by WoW because like when you open up your map in WoW, you have like a little dot that signifies where you're at, right? Like it does a little pulse and then there's a little arrow. Yeah. You don't have that in the maps in Thief and I totally forgot about it. So, and they're not very detailed either. They're like not detailed at all. In fact, so I'm like, okay, so I need to go northeast here, but then there's a guard. Okay, so I should go around. It's like difficult, and I don't mind that it's difficult. It's just I'm hopelessly lost at this point in the city, and I have no idea, no idea where I'm going. And at one point, I like eavesdropped on this guy. It's like, so you're Garrett, the master thief, and then there's this dude. He's like, yeah, I'm Garrett, and I'm like, wait, no, that I'm Garrett. So
wow.
It's like, there's this guy who's like impersonating me, but apparently that's a side mission or whatever. But anyway, so I stumbled upon
which
that.
Which you ignored, or you accidentally found?
I accidentally found it, and I haven't completed my primary mission yet, or even come close to it. So that's always fun. But I haven't really had a lot of time to sit down and play, because I went to Shakespeare in the Park last night instead of playing a video game. So that was probably a bonus in my life.
That's always good.
A phenomenal production of The Taming of the Shrew. It was fantastic, and I, you know, absolutely loved it. It was great, and I may actually go back next week because it was that good.
I believe that.
Yeah, it. So that was a good time, and I went with my real-life friend, the Resto Druid, so there's a WoW link for you.
Hooray.
We chatted a little
bringing it back around.
We chatted a little bit about WoW, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to keep, you know, stay subscribed or just play casually or what. And she's like, I'm probably going to be subscribed until the day I die. And I'm like, yeah, no, I hear you. And I thought that was going to be me, and now I'm just not sure. And anyway, I guess we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
And we've also been, I've also been really busy with this whole transition stuff. Because, you know, when you're the guildmaster and, like, the person who does recruitment and the raid leader and what else is it that I do? Oh yeah, guild bank stuff. And then you say, hey, I'm leaving in a couple of months. You've got to have people to replace you. So we've spent a lot of time talking about that sort of thing. And I am pleased to say that we announced this week that Jasila of CannotBeTamed.com, who's currently our healing lead, will remain healing lead, but also take on the guildmaster position in Mists. So, yay, Jasila.
Hooray!
And Sarath. Sarath is an excellent Shadow Priest of ours. He's currently our loot master. He will be, in addition to swapping to Holy, actually, he will be the raid leader for us in, or for them, I guess, for them in Mists of Pandaria. So good stuff, Sarath.
Yay! More enjoyment.
more enjoyment. So there are some other announcements I'm sure that we have, but we may as well wait on that. But the pieces are falling into place, and those are two of the major things we talked about. Oh, actually, I should mention that Sarah Serene is going to be our recruitment officer. So that's going to be great. And I would like to say right here, right now, that recruiting sucks.
Yeah. But I kind of believe that as well.
We really appreciate your willingness to do the job, Sarah. Yes.
Yes. Very much so.
Exactly. So I guess that's basically been my week. What about you?
I'm probably on par with the amount of amount of WoW with which you've played.
No, I don't think so. I think I played a little bit more.
Oh yeah? What did you actually, you didn't even talk about it at all.
I didn't. I got pulled into a 10-man run with Choice on Wednesday, I think. Yeah, Wednesday. Because one of their healers was having AC issues and wasn't really available, and then
oh yes, you mentioned that.
And then Fugara's demon spawn woke up and refused to let her play, basically. So I was healing her 10-man spine, and that is horrifying to say the least. Yeah. But yeah, horrifying. But we got to it was like a 3% wipe. And then I wasn't available on Thursday because I'm rarely ever available on Thursday, and I had a meeting with the Apotheosis folk anyway. But they walked in on Thursday, and then they like took, I think it was 4 or 5 attempts, and then they got Hurok spine down. So grats to Choice of Skywall.
Yay.
And now they get to deal with impales.
Oh. That is less fun.
With a warrior tank. It's bad. Oh. It's so bad. But they're looking into the whole mage or hunter options there, because it is 10 man, so maybe they can do it with one tank, and they do have a DK tank, so that makes life pretty easy.
That is true. DK tanks are kind of monsters.
Freaking Deathstrike.
They're like, crazy.
What is up with that?
But it's really good.
Yes, it is.
That's what I assume you're suggesting there.
That is exactly what I'm suggesting. So, okay, that was my week. We'll finish it off there, saying that I got to go in and help them progress a little bit on spine. Oh, and sorry, I dispelled. Holy crap, that is not an easy job.
Oh, you did the dispels for them.
I did the dispels for several attempts.
Is it the same quantity of dispels?
Okay. Here's the really interesting thing, and I was not prepared for this. When you dispel and it jumps around and it like lands on a person on 25 man, it automatically gives you 2 stacks of the 20% damage reduction. So you land it on one person, bam, 40% less damage. You do it on 10 man, they only get 1 stack.
Ah.
Yeah. So that was interesting. That was something I was not prepared for. But yeah, basically anytime an amalgamation comes out, there goes out a debuff. And so it's like, oh crap, that's like a lot of freaking debuffs bouncing around my freaking raid.
Again, I don't even look at that. I just wait till we get the all-in call, and then that's it, and everything else kind of works itself out.
Yeah, I kind of hate you.
Yeah, DPS.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So now you may continue.
Way more interesting than anything I'm about to say. So,
well, the important thing is that I've proven you wrong and that we did not do the same amount of WoW stuff this week.
Well, the way you had originally phrased it, that's what it sounded like.
That's true. That's true.
Sound like but you didn't play at all.
But I've proven you wrong, so that's the important thing.
Unless I played WoW all week, in which case you are still wrong.
You did not.
No, I absolutely did not. That did not happen even remotely.
That wouldn't even happen at the start of an expansion.
Let's
be serious.
Didn't happen at the beginning of this last expansion, but the expansion before that, maybe. Probably was close.
For Wrath?
Maybe Wrath. I don't know what happened with Cataclysm, but I definitely didn't play as much as you did at the beginning.
You played a ton in BC, though. I do remember that.
Yes. I don't remember what I was doing at the beginning of Cataclysm. I think that was just real life stuff.
I think you were just like, F this game.
I say, like, how much later? When did Kata come out?
December 7th, 2010.
December 7th, 2010?
Yes, sir.
Like, we're coming up in like 5 months on 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Year and a half ago.
That's a really long time. Yeah. We've been doing this same dungeon a while, haven't we?
We have.
That's kind of occurring to me right now.
Yeah, we've been in Dragon Soul for quite some time. Since, like, December of 2011. It's a long time. Like
7 months?
Yeah.
That's a while.
Almost 8 months.
Oh, it will be eight and maybe even nine, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's less than exciting.
Aren't you looking forward to it?
Yeah. Duh. That's exactly what I'm looking forward to. But yeah, no, I didn't play. I don't know if I played any WoW this week. I don't know what I've been doing.
You raided.
What was that?
You raided, but that was about it.
I did raid. I raided on Tuesday, and today is now...
Saturday?
So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've been really busy in general. After I've been getting out of work, I've been stopping by where JD is and having dinner with her the past few nights. So I haven't gotten home till late because she's gearing up to take the bar next week. So I've been kind of busy with that. So I haven't even been home too much to play games.
JD being your fiance.
Yes, that is her. And in addition, my wallet has been ravaged by the Steam summer sale as well. Because I bought you Thief, I bought her Thief as well, and what else? I think I got her a couple other things. I bought a 4-pack of Dungeon Defenders, which I'm still trying to find people to play with. It was so cheap, it was worth it.
Did you send that to Fogg in the end?
Yes, I did. He does have a copy. He was downloading it.
Oh, and that's
good. So hopefully I'll be able to play that with him. I also downloaded Smite.
Oh, and that would explain why there is a Smite channel in our Mumble.
Well, that would explain because no one was playing StarCraft 2 anymore, and Inner's like, oh, you want to make a Smite channel? I was like, oh, sure, why not? So that's why there's a Smite. He asked for a Smite channel, which actually perfectly replaced the StarCraft one because it was in the exact same position.
Oh, that's quite true. So is no one really actually playing StarCraft anymore?
No, I don't know about... I don't think so. I have no idea. I know that I haven't seen anybody in that channel in forever, and I haven't played StarCraft in probably over a year, I'd have to guess.
Wow.
I've switched over from that to League, so I just don't... Yeah, that's when I play with people, I either play WoW, like Battlegrounds, or... Depends on the game. Recently, I played like two or three games of Smite with Inner, which is enjoyable. I got him ruthlessly killed twice of my own doing.
Nice.
Where I've been playing Ymir, which is a big frost giant guy, and he makes a big frost wall. And as it turns out, I would have guessed if you throw down a frost wall, if you're like on one side, you can be on like either side of the frost wall. But it turns out you can be in the frost wall.
Oh dear.
And I was trying to use it to like separate enemies from him and. Or separate him from the enemies. And instead, I ended up rooting him in the wall on the enemy's side, getting him effectively slaughtered twice in a row. So
way to be you champion among champions.
He was not very excited about that. The next day, or maybe 2 days later, we played again. I was a lot better off. I ended up being a lot more conservative with my giant walls of doom.
Probably
and so
a good call.
I didn't get him killed as often as previously. So positives.
I'm sure he was happy about that.
Yeah, he was pretty upset about the first few times. Made some wonderful, snarky comments. It was great. Like, I enjoyed it.
Good aim there, buddy boy.
You were a pro waller, stuff like that. It's pretty fantastic.
I would just say I hate you, die in a fire.
Yeah, but that's too easy. And this is way funnier, because I killed him very often. I almost felt bad, except I didn't know what I was doing. It was like the second game ever, so... I don't know.
So you felt less bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really interesting game, and I'm glad I had paid a few dollars to get into the closed beta, and it is fun. And I'm excited to see how polished it gets over the time that it's in its beta.
Well, that's good. So that game is called Smite?
Smite, S-M-I-T-E.
and it's sort of like a League of Legends type
game.
It's League
of Legends slash WoW.
From a WoW sort of perspective.
Yes. So, and like everything is an ability where you have to aim it, pretty much. So like there's nothing where you like click on an enemy, hit a button, and it hits the enemy. Everything is like you click your ability button, and then you have to click somewhere on the ground, or to do your like normal auto attack, you have to left click, and they have to be in front of you, and you have to hit them with it. It doesn't automatically hit people.
So it's all like skill shot type stuff?
Yes, that's exactly what it is, skill shots. I just didn't want to use, you know, the word skill shots.
Why? Because you don't think I know what skill shot is?
Yeah. You pretty much hit it right on the head.
You're
there
a jerk. You are
What games
a jerk.
Do you play? WoW has skill shots, but they don't call them skill shots in WoW.
WoW has skill shots?
Like, pretty much Cone of Cold or...
Oh, okay,
anything where you are directing something. Isn't the new Paladin ability going to do that?
Oh, yeah. Let's not even talk about those abilities, because I don't even know. And the Hunter abilities. You know, I know nothing. You heard
not
it here
surprised.
First.
But yeah, they're more skill shots that are like directly in front of you, so some of them have a cone, but a lot less. And you know what's nice is that it's outlined on the ground, whereas with WoW, you don't really know what that cone actually is.
No, you have no idea. Like, so. it's pure practice, like for Cone of Cold, or like Dawn, or I don't even know what else. There must be other examples, right?
Like Frost Nova, like anything that does an AoE ability, but doesn't give you a ring for it.
A reticule.
Yes. There you go. So, okay. It's got that. It's got a reticule for all its abilities, except for the auto attacks. And it's cool. And I haven't played any game solo, just because it's much easier to pair with someone, and you go to a lane with a partner, and, you know, I know Inner knows what he's doing a little bit better than I do, so I count on him to kill stuff while I try not to kill him. And it worked out a little bit better in the last game, so
That's
even though I haven't
great.
Won a game yet.
That is grand, is what that is.
Yeah, we'll get there. Anyway, so I think that's probably about what most of my week has added up to.
How much longer does the Steam Summer Sale go for?
I believe it's tomorrow.
Really?
I want to guess. The 22nd, I thought.
That's probably... Well, yeah, that's probably a good thing for people's wallets, then.
Yeah, I would have to believe that that's a very, very good thing for me. Because I've bought stuff. What else did I buy? I bought 2 Thief bundles, and then I bought something else. I don't remember now. For JD. And then... I have Civ 5.
You do?
But not the add-on, yeah.
Oh, get the add-on. It's so good.
The add-on's like the super expensive part.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And you can't play with someone without the add-on, can you?
I think I can.
Oh, do they just not have access to some of the stuff you do?
Yeah, like they wouldn't have access to religion or espionage.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's
exciting. Well, I'll have to see. But yes, I do have it now.
I find it really interesting that during the Steam Summer Sales, Blizzard has been doing their own sort of sales. Have you been aware of this?
Not even remotely.
A couple weeks ago, it was basically like all the games up to Cataclysm for $10. Then then last week it was a faction transfer for half off. And then this weekend, and it's only for the weekends, by the way. And then this weekend, so by the time that this goes out, it'll probably be done. 25% off character transfers.
Huh. So,
which
like,
has me tempted.
Way
I
worse
really
sales
bring
than
my,
Steam.
Well, definitely worse, but still competing with your for your dollars, I find. Because, I mean, it costs, what, $25 to transfer?
Right.
So, that's like $6.25 off. That's pretty good. That's like 18. I can't do math. $18.75 to transfer a tune, which is a lot less intimidating than $25.
True enough.
I mean, like yeah. I'm tempted. Like if I weren't signed up for this Monday's raid with Choice, I would probably move the Baby Pally back to ET. But. Yeah, I'm
but
there. Yeah. It's actually going to be my last raid with Choice, and that's even if they need me. And they may not need me, but I told them I'd be there for 2 weeks, And yeah, so my last day is Monday. And it's kind of sad because they're a good bunch of people, but yeah. I would still like to bring my other paladin back to ET or maybe move it to Pradmore or something. I don't know. I don't have enough tunes over on Pradmore to hang out with my real life friend, the Rusted Druid.
Oh.
Anyhow.
Oh, well.
Is that about it for the week?
I guess so.
All right, let's move on.
Molly.
So our devoted listener, Megacode, who is awesome, is putting together a Holy Paladin Roundtable, which is always exciting.
I guess it is. Yes.
Yes. Of course it is. How is
Holy
it not?
Holy Paladins.
Yes. It's going to be awesome. We're recording it on August 4th, which is a Saturday. Weird.
Sounds like you may be involved in this.
I just might be.
Intriguing.
It,
I mean, so, they are asking for good Holy Paladins, aren't they? I'm just a little surprised, I guess.
Thanks, man.
Recording
on August 4th, and the guests are going to be myself, Ophelie of the Bossy Pally and the Giant Spoon, another devoted listener of ours, Joe Ego, and Chase Christian from WoW Insider.
See, again, I heard a lot of good paladins there, and it's just I'm playing this game of one of these things is not like the others.
Yeah. So, Mega wrote to me asking if we could please plug the roundtable. Specifically, he wants submissions. He wants people to ask questions of us, basically. So, if you have any questions for Megacode's Holy Paladin Roundtable, and you have any questions for me or Ophelie or Joe Ego or Chase Christian, send your questions into healingspec@gmail.com. That's healingspec@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out Mega's website at healingspec.com.
So the answer is no. We will not advertise it for you.
We will That's not. Absolutely not.
Nope. Nope.
Healingspec.com, healingspec@gmail.com. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That should be a good time, and I will definitely keep you guys all posted, and I'll link
to
it
fun.
And all that jazz.
Sounds informative.
Doesn't it, though? Like, unlike our podcast, it sounds very informative.
Boom!
I might
you're
actually
just,
get
you're
to learn
our
something.
Own podcast. How sad.
I'm dissing our podcast because you're part of it.
You learn how often you're wrong every week. Where else can you get that? Only here do I deliver that to you. On a personal level.
On a silver platter as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you for that. I really do appreciate your criticism and insanity.
Just about it. You're very, very welcome.
All right. I think that's about it from Molly. People, you guys need to write in.
Yeah,
podcast at blessingfrost.com.
Write stuff in an email and then send it to us.
Exactly.
That's what needs to be done.
/raid.
What did we do this week, Madge?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm tired. I can't even remember what happened this morning, let alone like a week ago. And I imagine, if I can guess here for a second, is that we probably gathered some quantity of people and then went into an instance and killed some bosses on what was likely a heroic difficulty.
Yes.
Is that blind guess anywhere near the reality?
Yes, we full cleared her Dragon Soul 8 of 8 on Tuesday.
Yay, I think it was there.
Yes, you were. Well, not for all of it. You weren't
no,
there for the
well,
first two
I was
bosses.
There.
Oh, you were. That's right, but you
I
weren't
just wasn't
in.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I missed three bosses. I didn't do Blackhorn either.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Don't worry, I was swapped in just in time for Spine, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Funny how
that
happens,
wonderful.
Eh?
Yeah, it's exciting.
So we had a good night, but we had problems with Heroic Madness. Every
How many
time,
problems did we have?
Well, three wipes worth.
No, I think two wipes worth.
Two wipes. But, I mean, like, each wipe is over 10 minutes. It's really long.
On, like, the last phase, off in the last burn, so that's no good.
Every time there's a new nerf that is introduced, our timing for phase two and ads and stuff goes to hell. Like, I'm sure we're not the only people dealing with this, but it always takes us a couple of attempts with a new nerf level to figure out exactly what we need to do differently. So we figured it out, and we pwned Heroic Deathwing. So I guess that's the important part. We learned from our night.
Again.
He is dead again, and I'm never going to get one of those stupid Lifebinder handmaidens, because I keep rolling, like, an 8 or something. I think I rolled a 22 this week.
That's shockingly high.
That's wonderful.
And mild sarcasm.
Let's see what else happened. Symphonic has joined us. Smoke.
Yes, we got new
has
people.
Joined us. We've promoted Mirny and Reax. I think that's about it. Right? We promoted two people, and we promoted Illumi as well. My bad. So we promoted Illumi the Rat Pally, Mirny the Rusted Shaman, and Reax the Survival Hunter. So, grats to you guys, and welcome to Smoke
and
Symphonic.
Welcome, yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
We still need stuff. We're actually going to be recruiting in the next couple of weeks. We're going to start recruiting for Mists. So keep your eyes peeled. Keep an eye on apotheosis-now.com. We will be posting our new recruitment needs there. But for the time being, we could use DPS. We could always use DPS, to be honest. So
that is true.
Feel free to check us out at apotheosis-now.com.
General chat, sir!
So, there's been this sort of resurgence of discussion about a long-lost sort of trick that, or I don't know if you would call it a trick, a long-lost function, I don't know, that Blizzard used to put on basically everything, and that is attunements. In the blogosphere lately, lots of people have been talking about it, and MMOMeltingPot.com has been doing a great job of rounding up all of these opinions and such. And obviously I have an opinion on this.
You don't say you have an opinion?
My blog post on the matter was 4,000 words.
You don't say, because I got through only about half of it before not reading it. But I did get back to it eventually, but still. It's a savagely huge post.
It really is, but I think that I could have, like, broken it down into two parts. I could have done the history of attunements, which is the majority of it, and then my take on it. So I won't really recap a lot of that here. If you're interested, we will be linking to all of the Melting Pot stuff. So you can go read that at your leisure. But let's just talk a little bit about attunements. And do we like them? Do we miss them? Do we hate them? Are we glad they're gone? What's going on, Madge?
They're not here anymore. They've gone the way of, you know, anything else enjoyable. No, just kidding.
Oh!
But, man. But, I don't know. I mean, I have some wonderful memories of attunements, but at the same time, I have some wonderful memories of other extended, you know, really long quest chains that are a lot of fun. I have to admit that most of the longer quest chains were tied into attunements, so I think the majority of them are related to that, but...
Name one long quest chain you really enjoyed.
We had some fun with the 0.5 quest chain.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, very oops, true. That huge one. Who would have guessed? That was not at all, you know, related to attunements.
That's
but
true.
But it was still good.
It was fantastic. I those are some of my best memories, too.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's so hard to talk about because it's so long since we've had real attunements. I guess the last one that's like really sharp in my mind is the one to get into Kara. Because that was the most noteworthy one, and I've done it on so many characters that that's the only one I remember.
It was good XP at the time. Level 68, you got the opportunity to like start your attunement chain for Kara, and it was great XP. And you you got to go to like the Steam Vaults, you got to go to Shadow Labs, you got to go to, I'm missing one, Architraz? Was it Ark?
I don't remember. It was one of the TK ones.
I think
ones.
It was Ark. I could be wrong. Oh, I don't even remember. But there's Botanica, there's Mech. Was it Mech? No, I think it was Ark.
I think it was Ark.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, like, I'm sure that there are people who have never really had to go through an attunement process at all. To which I say, that's tragic. I mean, for me...
It's tragic?
It is tragic. Because for me, like, I wasn't always a raider. And I make this point on my blog, and I'm going to reiterate that here, but not in as much detail. I was not always a raider, and I remember being that person in like 6 of 8 tier 0, standing there in Ironforge, looking in awe at this warrior who is level 60, decked out in full on like tier 3. Like full on tier 3. And I'm just like, wow. I want to wear that gear. Yeah, we're talking
one
about
and
Thack.
Only. Thack.
Thack? Thack, yes, not Thack.
T-H-A-C-K. Thack.
Thack. Thack is someone else, my bad.
I guess
Yikes.
So.
You know, he's a paladin theory crafter, my bad. But Thack from Eternal Force back in the day, I believe it was. And I was just like, I want to be as decked out as this dude. I want to raid the way this guy does. And, you know, that there were things stopping me from doing so. And part of it was that, you know, I hadn't finished all my attunements and I, you know, didn't know anything about the game. So it's like you sort of walk into just walking into a raid instance, like for me, walking into a raid instance, a 40 man at the time, was a reward for the effort I had put forth already. So just having the ability to walk into it was already something to feel proud of, already something that I felt accomplished about, already something that was a step up from where I was. But now it's like, ooh, you dinged max level, come on in. You know, I can't really imagine that a nearly dinged 85 is going to be much help in Heroic Dragon Soul. But you could technically drag somebody along.
Yeah, I guess so.
Would you ever do that? I mean, assuming that you had control of the raid group and everything, would you ever just let some level 85 total newbie come in and just, like, get all the loot and the mount and the titles?
You make it sound like a much more loaded question than it actually is, the way you put it.
Well, how would you put it?
Well, I'm saying that I guess it would depend on the person. If it's someone that I feel like I want to be able to bring into a raid, then yes. But if it's, like, you're talking raid finder stuff, then obviously not.
Okay.
Like, if it's some random schmo, then no, of course not.
Joey goes saying that for about 200,000 gold, they would let a fresh 85 join in.
See, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is the price that you pay to carry somebody?
This is a good question, and, you know, some people have answers, and some, you know, you carry them at first, but then they become a part of your raid team, possibly.
Possibly, but possibly not. I mean, like, what if you're literally just selling the run? That's something else entirely, but...
Yeah, well, that's exactly, that's something totally different.
It's, The whole thing with attunements, though, is I find that it gave you something to work on that you could work on yourself for the most part, except for a little bit of group content.
Everything.
Well, no, except for a little bit of group content, like, later on. Like, Karazhan, you could do most of that by yourself. You could do most of the Black Temple attunement stuff by yourself. It was only getting into Hyjal that you could not do by yourself at all, because you need to go kill Kale and Vash. So once you did that, and that's where I agree with the naysayers. Having to clear previous content to get to the next content is not A, it's not in Blizzard's design plans, for sure. Like, the way that they bring out the new dungeons and allow you to gear up at the same level as the normals of the previous tier, when the new tier comes out, they clearly don't want you to go back to the older raids and clear those out, unless there's legendaries to be had, right? So, I think that wouldn't even be a part of achievements anymore, because they just want you to get into the new content. That's their big thing right now. They just want you to see the content. They want you to get out of, I don't know, Firelands and make sure that you see Dragon Soul. And they're going to want you to get out of Dragon Soul and go level in Pandaria. And then you're going to have to go do all the raids there. And then tier 15 raids are going to come out, and they're going to push you into tier 15 raids. Which, I can't really blame them. But like that means that those really annoying, like the most annoying achievements will no longer exist. Like based on their design's philosophy, that if they introduced a new achievement, it would not be, by the way, you have to go kill the last two bosses, which were probably the most difficult bosses we've ever constructed, you know, up till Brutalis. And force you to do those before you could get to the next level of content, because they just don't think that way anymore. I think that achievements can be done in a way that allows you to do, you know, things solo or, you know, in a five-man group, where everybody is on the same page. So it's not going to be like BRD, right? Where BRD was the home of like 98 different quests, all having to do with different attunements, right? Like, you had all the different jailbreak stuff, you had the you had attunement to the core, you had all kinds of stuff there. So I think that if they're going to introduce, which they won't, but if they were to introduce attunements, there would be a good way to maybe allow you to go into an instance where, in that instance, by looting that one boss, which everybody wants to do anyway, you're going to end up completing the attunement process or a step in an attunement. But
I'm just trying to like grasp exactly. So you're saying that you should be doing the attunements while doing the bosses in general, then?
Well, I think that there could be different ways of doing it, though. Let's take, for example, let's take attunement to the core, okay? In order to get to attunement to the core, short of doing the whole shortcut run through lava, which we won't even discuss, you had to go through the majority of the bosses in BRD and get down to past the group of seven, right? The seven ghosts.
Yes.
Imagine that everybody wants to do the seven ghosts, okay? Like, everybody should want to, because that loot back then was pretty darn sweet. So you go down and you clear through the seven, and then, you know, you literally have six mobs ahead of you before you get attunement to the core. So I think that if you incorporated the core fragment into the room of the seven or something like that, then you could get attuned by virtue of just clearing out that boss, or having something that you could then, like, killing General Drakasath, all you had to do after he was dead was touch the orb behind him, and bam, if you'd done all the quest chain, you were now attuned to Blackwing Lair, which was really easy in comparison to Onyxia, by the way. Weird.
Obviously.
So weird. But, so, like, you know, everybody by just being in the instance wanted to kill General Drakasath. So then you just had to do one little thing after having done all your prep work outside of the run. You then find the run, and then you kill Drakasath with the rest of your group as normal, and then you do your little extra thing. I don't think that that's so bad as compared to Jailbreak, where everybody would run BRD for different reasons. If you can consolidate the reasons, or at least put people on the same path as the requirements for the attunement, then there's going to be a lot less complaining. Like, people won't drop group immediately after you've done Jailbreak, or immediately after you've done you know, gotten the core. Like, say, hey, we're doing an emp run. If you're going to do an emp run BRD, you have to clear down to, like, towards that area, and it's really easy to just say, oh, do you mind going to do achievement to the core first, and then having people drop and then having to refill your group, or worst case, your group is stalled and you have to, like, call it. So I think that if you just put it all in the same path and sort of consolidated it all like that, I think it would be a lot easier to do attunements and get them done, because your goals are then in line with everybody else's in the group.
But here's the problem. Doesn't it take away from the attunement itself when what you're doing is just kind of like part of that quest line? Like, sure, you just touched the orb behind Drakzath, but that's not a very exciting attunement. There's no quest line. It's just touch the orb.
No, but what if there is a quest line beforehand that you do in order to get yourself to that point?
So you're saying that the hardest part of an attunement is the group quests?
I'm saying that has been a big stumbling block, is that a lot of people's goals when they enter an instance are not the same as everyone else's. And the prime example for that is BRD. And Ubers did not have that problem. The only time you had that problem is when you're trying to do the 0.5 quest chain, and you went in and you would clear out the beast's room, and then you'd want to do the whole tier 5 like end part, or tier 0.5 end part, and then like not everybody was down for that, and that's fair. Like, you wanted to go do the last bit of your 0.5 quest chain with other people who were doing that, otherwise you were going to like waste their time before going to kill General Drakkasath. At least that's how I view it. I mean, I would never have taken, you know, 9 unsuspecting people and been like, okay, so I need to do this really difficult, at the time, boss, right after we do the beast. Do you mind? No, like, I would not have done that. I would have gone with, like, 9 other people who knew what the hell I was up to.
All right. I guess. I don't know.
You guess.
I feel like you're taking away from the specialness of going into the instance for only the reason of getting attuned to whatever it is you're getting attuned to.
Yeah, but the problem is that at one point, everybody is either going to be attuned, or there's just not going to be enough people to run a group who are attuned, if that makes sense. So, like, say, I don't know, 6 months after the launch of Mists, assuming they were to put in an attunement requirement, which they won't. 6 months in, most people who are raiding or plan to raid will have that attunement done. So all that's left are straggling alts or new people new to the game who don't really know what they're doing or don't really understand what they have to do. So, I mean, you go from, it's sort of like LFR when it first launched. When LFR first launched, you had everybody doing that. Everybody, good players, bad players, everybody was doing LFR. Now what do you have? You have the people who actually need that gear, which is to say people who are not actively raiding. So, like, in other, on that tune in another group. So, you've got a whole bunch of people doing LFR, who don't necessarily know what they're doing, and more to the point, don't really care. So the goals of the people doing LFR now are very different from those doing LFR when it first launched. When it first launched, you had people doing it for the gear, like, you know, that sweet trinket, that 4-piece bonus, whatever, not just for valor points. Now you're doing it, it's a whole other subsection of the game's population doing it for the gear, but because that's what they're capable of getting. Because they're incapable of getting into a real run, or they're doing it for the valor points.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many easier ways to do. You don't have to do valor points through LFRs. You can do it through heroics.
You can, but is it easier to get like 250 valor points from 4 raid bosses where you have a better chance of, well, not a better chance, where you have a chance of getting much better gear? Or is it better worth your time waiting 17 minutes as a DPS, for example, or longer to do a heroic?
Well, heroics are going to be more likely to, you know, work than an LFR, but at the same time, I guess you're right in suggesting that people aren't in there for the gear, although I don't think that's true, because you're telling me people are in there to get valor points, and if you're really that far ahead, you either don't need valor points anymore, or you're running the LFR to get both the gear out of the LFR and the valor points. And it's mostly made up of, sure, some new players, but alts and, you know, secondary characters, which are alts. I didn't have another word for alts. But, you know, it's alts doing it to still get the gear. I don't think that you get too many people in too many LFRs that don't still need gear.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you don't have a lot of quality players who are raiding in normals and heroics going into LFR anymore, but when it first started, you sure did. Everybody went. Even someone who was like planning on running or was actively running 10 normals or trying to get through heroics, actually. I mean, if you have three pieces of tier and you're looking for your four piece, and you think that would be really helpful in helping your guild defeat the new boss on normal or on heroic, then you should be running LFR. And a lot of people did. But I'm saying that that kind of player does not generally exist in LFR anymore, unless they're trying to help out a friend by like rolling need on something for them, you know, like stacking the group for like all
protectors.
Everyone
rolls need on everything anyway already.
Well, I know, but like then you could trade it, right? So like if I went, because on Kern, I'm on the protector token, right? So if I went in with like three chamois, two warriors, and two other hunters, and nobody needed anything except me, then anyone who was basically on the protector token, it would like really up the chances of one of us getting it, and then I would be traded it by my guildies or whatever.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the reasons for running it are still the same, and that, you know, people, they're not any less likely to be any better because of their gear set or being later to the game. Where you're just as likely to hit someone terrible in an LFR as you are someone who's, you know, running normals or maybe doing even heroics and need to get more valor points. Probably not heroics as much, but...
I'm sorry, hang on. Are you telling me that if you walked into LFR today, you would find quality players?
I'm saying you could find a quality player here or there. But it's never, ever, ever been a group of quality players. You're telling me when you started doing LFR at the beginning
better.
Of the expansion,
it was
a
lot better. A
bunch of quality players.
It was. Absolutely, it was. And now you've got people who blow up the amalgamation on Spine before he's got the stacks or before he's in the position. You've got people who don't know, well, tanks especially, who don't know how to taunt on Altraxion. I mean, like, the quality of the players in LFR has dropped dramatically. But that's got nothing to do with the attunements.
Yeah, we're on a serious tangent here. Except I guess the suggestion is that people that don't do attunements on their alt wouldn't be in these raids, and the reason that they are in these raids without being as high a caliber is because there aren't attunements, is what you would say.
I think you could make an argument for that, although that's not my major argument. My major argument is that I feel that attunements brought an extra sense of accomplishment to... And context as well. I mean, I don't really care too much about the lore, but I was really, like, I loved the Onyxia attunement because you discovered who exactly this bitch was in Stormwind Keep, who was, like, all cold and nasty to you, and she obviously had some sort of influence. And then, you know, you unmask Catrona Prester as Lady Onyxia. I mean, that's huge! That was amazing, and it gave us a reason.
Spoiler alert. God, what is wrong with you?
It gave you a reason to go down to Onyxia's lair and, you know, beat the crap out of her. It wasn't just for tier 2 helms. It was like, this is for, you know, your insolence. This is for you pretending to be, you know, all about Stormwind and rebuilding it, you know, with the loss of Varian. This is for you just being a bitch. Also a huge dragon. Because that's I'm sorry.
Wow.
I will never forget the very first time I saw Anixia. I walk in there with pretty much the rest of my guild, because we'd all been working really hard on the Anixia attunement. And we go in, finally, at long last, all of us with our Drakefire amulets in our bags or even on our necks. And we walk in, and there she is, just lying there in the middle of this big room. And then as soon as you, like, run in, she says, "How fortuitous. Normally I need to leave my lair in order to eat," or something like that. I'm like, "Oh, wow, that's amazing." I was like, "Holy crap, man." Actually, I didn't say crap. I said something else, but holy crap. It was really exciting, and we don't have, like, I don't have that excitement anymore. It's like, okay, so that's Morchok. He's literally, like, three trash packs away from the start. Okay, wait, like, what do I do with
so
this?
So was Gruul. Or not Gruul, but all of them, actually. So was before Gruul.
Okay, Gruul and Magtheridon. They did not have attunements, but you could not hope to kill either of them without first having gone through Karazhan. And Karazhan had the attunement. And so, Karazhan having an attunement was basically an attunement for Gruul and Magtheridon.
But then I thought that you still, weren't you not okay with that when you were saying that it wasn't all right to have to do all of TK and Serpentrine in order to do...
Right, what but was it? You'll notice, okay, back in the day, they did not have badge gear. When we were doing Tier 4 content, you didn't have badge gear. But eventually, they came out with badge gear when we were in Tier 6. I think it was when Sunwell came out, is when they gave you badge gear. And that gear, maybe a little bit earlier, that gear was supposed to help you out to get to the point where your gear was on par or close to on par with people who had been raiding steadily. And for those of the raiders who were lagging behind, it helped, you know, accelerate your progress a little bit. You could thereby bypass Karazhan, but everybody did Karazhan. Everybody liked Karazhan. But you could bypass Karazhan, go in and go do Gruul and Magtheridon, which is fun. But I really enjoyed the feeling of accomplishment that I got, and it enhanced the feeling of excitement I got when I would face Anixia or go in and do Kara or whatever. I think that without attunements, you don't really have that. Like, it's just such an anticlimactic thing. We walked in to Dragon Soul when it launched, the day it launched, and we walked in and we one-shot Morchok.
Yes.
That was ridiculous. That should not occur. We are good players. We were overgeared for the content, obviously, because we had a bunch of heroic Firelands gear on us. But, I mean, we literally one-shot him. And then we one-shot, I think we one-shot Yorsaj. We had some trouble with the bouncing on Zanaz. Then we, like, two-shot Hagara, even though we didn't have a strat up. And
but is
to
that,
me,
you think that's the fault of attunement and not the fault of the design of the instance?
Well, okay, the design of the instance is clearly,
I mean,
not great. But,
come
like,
on.
If an attunement is supposed to prepare you for the content, and it's supposed to give you context, I mean, like, Why are we in Dragon Soul? We're in Dragon Soul to kill Deathwing, but I mean, why are we killing Morchok? Why are we killing Yorsaj and Zanaz and Hagara? I mean, none of this. Well, Hagara kind of makes sense because you have to go to the Eye of Eternity, blah blah blah, all that crap.
Well, don't they talk about it sort of during, while you're in the instance? They're giving you some story. You know, they have cutscenes in the instance now and all
yeah,
that
the
kind
general
of thing to try
Zanaz
and help that
and Yorsaj. Yeah, I guess, but yeah. I mean, it just feels like, okay, well, we're killing this guy because he's in our way. You know, like for Morchok, at least. And Ultraxion is Deathwing and his newest creation and all that crap. And I mean, I don't know. I feel like it would be more epic with an achievement under our belt. And I mean, that's my opinion. And it's nobody else needs to share my opinion, but that is my opinion.
How many people do share your opinion?
There are some people.
I mean, there was a big roundup about it.
Yeah.
What was the general consensus there?
It was sort of split. There were some people who really wanted attunements back, and there were some people who really didn't. It's not that I don't agree in some parts with some of the naysayers, because some of the attunements sucked. Some of them legitimately sucked, and I didn't even have to go through some of them. Like, they lifted SSC and TK's attunements before we got there, which is fine by me. And they lifted Hyjal and BT's attunements before we got there, but we did the BT attunement anyway, and just by naturally progressing through content, we did Hyjal's as well. So most of us got Hand of Adal. Magic did not.
Yes, I know I did not.
Yes.
Well, it happens.
My bad. But hey, I got you Savior of Azeroth.
You keep saying that. You didn't not get me the last one, and you didn't get me this one. Thanks, though.
What do you mean I didn't?
You didn't get me the... You're like suggesting that I wasn't in the raid, or I didn't do anything.
Oh, no, I mean, it's not...
Sorry, I couldn't carry you to Hand of Adal. My bad. I'll get you next time.
People to Hand of Adal, let me tell you.
Wow. Nice.
I'm sorry, Cut was on the floor dead when we killed Kale. I mean...
He's on the floor dead when we killed a lot of things. But that's alright. That was his job.
I miss Cut. It was his job. He tanked the floor for us quite a bit.
He tanked the floor, you said?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
He's doing good.
I love how on our Kale kill, like, Cut had done everything right all night long, and then the one time that whole night that he F's up and he stands in the fire like a second too long or something, he dies. That's the kill. But he had not died, like, you know, of like his own fault or anything, like, the entire night. And then the one attempt he does, we are awesome. Yeah.
I don't know what that even looks like.
What?
Killing Kael'thas. Never happened.
Yeah, you killed Kale.
Did I? Now I have to look that up. I actually have no idea.
It wasn't Vash that you killed it. So it was Kale that you did, because I know you were there for at least one. I don't think you were there for our first kill, but you were there. We killed them like two or three times. And you were definitely there for one, because I remember it. All we needed for you was Vash.
Was it? I guess so. I remember being in for a couple of... Vash attempts, and
oh, you were there for the attempts. We just couldn't close the deal, which was really sad.
That was like, how many times did we go? Once, maybe twice. I know it was at least once. I remember the one time, but not the second.
We tried twice, specifically for you. I remember the last night we were there, and we just ran out of time. We could not close it. Yeah, very sad. But I mean, that didn't really harm you. Not being attuned for Hyjal didn't harm you, because they had lifted the attunements. But, like, right. that was a crappy... I will absolutely say that. That was a crappy attunement to have to kill Vash and Kale, because they were really difficult at the time. But at the same time, I really liked going through... I really liked going through all of that. Okay. Admission time. I liked jumping through hoops.
With regards to attunements?
With regards to stuff. Like, I like the direction that it gives you, too. I mean, you start out with Dragonkin Menace, right, for Onyxia, and then you go from there. And, like, I was constantly following. Like, I started Dragonkin Menace at level 50, and I eventually stopped following the quest because I was more interested in getting to 60 than just questing. But I went back, and I found out where I dropped the quest, and I continued from there on Kern trying to finish my Onyxia attunement. But... I mean, it really directed you into what you wanted to do, and that's sort of missing now. It's like, oh, well, what's the latest content? Okay, it's, you know, Dragon Soul. Let's go to Dragon Soul.
I mean, the only difference between that and this is, let me just go do that one or two quests before Dragon Soul. I mean, I don't think people look at it in the same rose-colored glasses that you may, that... Oh, let's find out the lore behind it. Some people are just, listen, I want to get into this instance, and now it's being a huge pain because I have to do the series of quests before I can do that.
Okay, I like jumping through selected hoops.
Ah.
See, okay, Joe is in the chat room, and he's like, so Kern loves achievements, and our favorite achievement in Cataclysm was do a barrel roll. Okay, no. But and it's not even about the achievement. It's not even about the like little toast window that pops up. It's about, you know, getting through a chain of quests that in that either take a bunch of time or some skill. Because I don't have a problem with like people who continually work at something, improving themselves. I have no problem with that. And I don't have a problem with someone proving their skill. So what I have a problem with is unskilled people who put in no time getting the same sort of rewards as other people. I do have a problem with that. But I think that attunements, in a way, you know, prove that you were ready for some of the more difficult raids. And killing Vash and Kale does not mean that you were ready for Rage Winterchill. That was really easy. It meant that maybe you were ready for Asglor. Okay, I'll give you that. And maybe you were ready for Archimonde. Okay, I'll give you that. But the first three bosses in that instance in Hyjal were really a lot easier than Vash and Kale. So that's not really prepping you for that. But, you know, having to do Jailbreak does sort of prep you for, you know, that ultimate encounter of Anixia, where, you know, you have to work together as a team as you're doing Jailbreak. You have to. If you're not working together as a team, you are screwed. But as soon as you step foot into Anixia, if you're not working together as a team, guess what? You're screwed.
That's true.
So, like, I just felt that those attunements brought that to the forefront. And these days, you don't have that. I mean, maybe you leveled with the people in your guild, maybe you ran instances with them, but by and large, all the teamwork comes together in a raid instance. It's like the healers interact with each other. I mean, obviously, because you can't really interact too well together with, like, two healers and a five-man. But everybody sort of gels together in the raid group itself. But I think that we're missing out on, you know, running attunements and getting used to each other. I mean, like I said in my blog post, I know what you're going to sheep. I know what you're going to attack. I know how you're going to pull if you're a tank. I know how you play because we've been playing together for an obscenely long period of time.
But yes.
By that notion, I think that you know what I'm going to pull on Kern. I think you know how I'm going to heal you as Madrana. I think you know the same thing about me that I know about you. And I think that that is something that is lacking in, you know, outside of raids. And I think attunements brought that to the table.
I think attunements brought that to the table before LFG existed. And I think that even if they brought back attunements the way they used to be, they wouldn't be the same anymore.
Well, no, they wouldn't be the same anymore at all.
Because of the looking for dungeon stuff.
Exactly. And that's kind of sad, but like... I don't know. If you got to do things like as a guild, I don't know. There's nothing stopping you except that it's just not. It's just for me. I've never liked to impose on people. I've never liked to say, "Hey, who wants to go with me and do like a 5-man quest in Shadow Moon Valley?" I've never liked to do that. And the one time that I did have to do that, nobody said anything. And so I soloed it. and that was a fun experience for me to solo it. It was kind of sad that the rest of the guild didn't want to help me out. But I think that, you know, for someone like me who doesn't like to ask for help, I think it's a lot easier for me to hop into LFG or whatever and get my stuff done that way. But I think it would be interesting if they could somehow do an LFG just for the server, like sort of an automatic, like, you know, asking in trade sort of thing, just for like attunement type purposes, so that like you build connections on your server, if not within your own guild. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud, and no good can come of that. See, I've put him to sleep already.
No, I'm just, I don't know. I think that it's been a lot of, there's a lot of ways that they've kind of taken out, they've taken the legs out from under guilds and groups on your server and all that kind of thing. And I think LFR and LFG are kind of the ways that that attunements brought back just wouldn't work the same way that they used to. And I don't have a problem asking people to go do stuff as has been highlighted by our old Faded Heroes runs.
Hey guys, let's go to your 20-minute Vinoxus run. You'll get rep and B shoes and gems and stuff.
Yo, buy hose for all.
Buy hose.
All right.
And and the only reason he wanted to do those 20-minute Vinoxus runs was so he could get the Fang of Vinoxus.
Listen,
so
he wasn't and it never using, dropped anyway.
What was it? The Hypnotic Blade out of Scarlet Monastery.
Yes. But I never got it during any of those runs anyway. All I did was help get loot for everybody else, and everybody wanted to go, so
that is
positives.
True. That is true. But I loved how like it was a big like ordeal for us to actually go in and work on progression in ZG, and because it was on a 3-day timer, like on the you know, off days or whatever, like after the reset, Madge is like, so 20-minute Vinoxus run, let's go.
Awesome.
And people were like, yeah, 20 people. They just okay, no problem. Well done, sir. Well done. I'm still jealous of your skills.
Well, it's obviously I haven't done anything like that since then, but
we should totally do something dumb like that at some point.
Like what?
I don't know, 10-man dragon.
Those runs don't exist anymore.
We should go do a 10-man dragon soul with you tanking.
I am always in for something like that.
We should totally
do that. You wanna do that?
Sure. Why not?
What is it today? Saturday today? Maybe next week though.
All right,
I'm in.
Keep me posted. I'll heal on the shaman and everything.
All right,
or maybe I'll go on current in case you need lead deeps.
Yeah, and we'll get fog in too.
Oh my god, this could actually be awesome.
Yeah, or it could be horrible because we're doing only heroics. Obviously.
Anyway, one last thing about attunements and stuff is Joe was saying in the chat room, jailbreak preps you for patience. The patience of wiping and reattempting jailbreak all over again until you pre-clear crap ahead of time. Very good point.
That is true.
You do need patience when you're raiding. Anyway. So I guess we'll leave it at that, and I'll just link all the stuff, all the things.
Link all the things.
At blessingoffrost.com. Please do let us know how you feel about attunements, and if you think I'm just a cranky old person who who talks about these kids these days, and
I know
did
that.
Attunements uphill in the snow both ways.
Oh my god, and don't ever ask her about demons. And
no,
better
don't
yet,
ask, don't,
have,
don't ask,
ask
brother.
My brother about demons. Ever.
That is brutal, yeah. So,
that's
props to Sefton. Yeah, that is a good tip of the week right there. All right, so let's move on. Shout outs. That bumper. Like, despite
never
the fact
to get old.
Despite the fact it makes us sound completely tone deaf, is still my favorite.
I am not tone deaf. You are tone deaf.
I am not tone deaf. I am. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
So shout outs. We don't have shout outs, sort of. Nobody has left an iTunes review that I've seen, and I checked a couple of the different stores. I checked the US store, the Canada store, and the UK store. So yeah. Write those reviews, people. Jeez. Get on
it. Right.
Yes. Instead of shouting out to someone, a devoted listener who spent a few minutes just writing out a 5-star review for us, I will instead shout out to Choice of Skywall for being an awesome guild to raid in this expansion, and grats to them on heroic 10-man spine. So that's my shout out. What about you? Do you have one?
Feel like I don't have any fantastic ones except for feeling bad for Inner for slaughtering him and him being very, very frustrated. So I apologize, buddy. I will try not to let it happen again, though I have no promises because I have no idea what I'm doing.
L to wall, scrub.
Yeah, learn to wall correctly. Very good at doing it. Just, you know, making sure he's in the wall on the enemy side of it.
Right.
So, there's that.
All right, it's episode 67, and that means we talk about level 67. It is the last bit of time you have to spend in frickin' Burning Crusade content. So it's time for Netherstorm.
I love Burning Crusade content.
Do you really?
I am a big fan of it.
So you would rather...
I feel like we talked about this last week.
I know, but you would rather do Shadow Moon Valley or Netherstorm before going off at level 68 and going to do, like, I don't even remember the names, Howling Fjord or Borean Tundra?
Yes, I would do Netherstorm over those very, very easily, without question.
Well, there you go. Because, as we all know, the achievement Nothing Boring About Borean is a total blatant utter lie. Just saying.
Yeah.
But this is your last chance, really, before you get access to Wrath of the Lich King content. So, time to quest it up in Netherstorm or Shadow Moon Valley. Tip of the week. Please note, and this is something I've seen happen since Burning Crusade, but the belt buckles from blacksmiths, okay, they're prismatic sockets. So are the sockets in their bracers, which is their own professional perk.
Which only blacksmiths can do.
Right. Prismatic sockets don't require prismatic gems. In fact, they don't make, like, there are no recipes for current prismatic gems anymore, which are basically...
There are prismatic gems, though.
There are, but they're from Burning Crusade or Wrath of Lich King content.
And don't they give...
They give resist all. What I would really encourage you to do is to actually put normal colored gems into your prismatic sockets. It's basically just an extra slot that will accept any color gem you want. So, you know, if you're a hunter, put in agi. If you're a caster, put in spell power, that sort of thing. Don't, for the love of God, don't put in a prismatic gem into a prismatic socket. And Joe is just saying red gems, red. Yes. Unless you have a meta requirement that you need to take care of that doesn't require 3 red gems or something like that. Yeah.
Nope, red gems all the time.
All red gems all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. Unless you're a tank, Joe says.
Which
is a fair point, yeah. I mean, tanks don't use red gems. Anyway, we'd love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingofrost.com. Let us know what you thought. You can also follow Apotheosis Magic. I don't know why you'd want to do that. He never tweets. And myself on Twitter.
Wow, nice.
Follow at Apotheosis ET, at Kern Mogan, at Magity, M-A-J-J-I-T-Y. Please leave comments and rate us up on iTunes. And I guess that brings us to the end of our 67th episode, right?
Yes, if I remember our discussion from the beginning of this episode, then we're two behind hilariousness.
Yes, we are. We should actually just have Tia as a guest for that, I think.
We'll have to talk to her.
Yes, we will. All right. Well, I guess that's it. My name is Kern.
And I'm Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty. Blessing of Frost is a World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our buddy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, thanks to our listeners Dang Fool and Joe Ego for their help with bumpers, and thanks to you for listening.